Good evening, Christina of Red Soul. Thanks for tuning in to this video, and I hope you all are doing fabulously for the beginning of the second day of the work week. I came across this story with Don Lemon. In case you don't know who this male is, and I call him male because his lifestyle, real men don't live like that. And in addition to he being married to a man in a fake marriage. So that's why I call him a male. Anywho, he's a CNN anchor as of now. He's been there for quite some time. And he had this spat with two other anchor people on New Year's Eve. I don't know how it got started. The story doesn't really go into detail about it. But, I mean, Don Lemon is doing what Don Lemon does when he's triggered. So, quote, he told them, "I'm a grown ASS man." Again, I'll say that loosely, but I'm repeating what he said. "And y'all can kiss my behind." Now, interestingly, this sugary male would say something like that, given the fact of his history of coming in contact and actually putting on the act of what the homosexual lifestyle is all about, which is extremely dangerous, especially amongst the males. Due to, I know that's another video, but with drugs, depression, and eventually suicide. And I believe YouTube actually has a whole video of a list of men involved in gay porn who committed suicide, unfortunately. So, it's not roses, as people may say. And when God gives us a command to do something, it's not to hurt us, it's because he loves us. Just like it would be just as wrong if I fornicated with every man I came across. That would be displeasing to God. So that's just as wrong. But in addition to that, him having this spat, one incident that, you know, had me cross side-eyed about him is, and I first heard this from Megyn Kelly. I think she interviewed Larry Elder in this situation with the story that he was in some bar and he sat next to a guy. The guy ignored him. You know, they were having drinks. Don Lemon takes his hand down his pants and underwear and puts it across the man's face, as far as I know, asking him whether or not if he likes male or female genitalia. But he used the vulgar words for both. And he denies that because there were problems with that. Another time, he's walking, I think it was either New York City or Philadelphia, one of those metropolis cities. I think a fan approached him, and he got triggered because the person, well, not a fan, but a person didn't recognize who he was or just didn't pay him no mind, and Don Lemon just brought attention to himself and got triggered from that. Number three, his interview with Ted Cruz. When Ted Cruz challenged, I think this was either the George Floyd case or some other case. There were so many because, just to be honest, blacks just generally, due to the breakdown of the dysfunction of the family, and generally blacks just don't know how to submit to authority. So it was so many cases like that this past summer about police resistance and defiance and in suffering deadly consequences. So Terry Crews challenged that why isn't Black Lives Matter, instead of focusing on police, so-called police brutality, whatever that means, or cops attacking blacks, which is supposedly Black Lives Matter main objective, why not focus on the crime that's going on in Chicago? He used that as an example. And long story short, Don Lemon became condescending by telling him to organize his own organization about that. Now, had that been me, he wants to act like that. And I can understand why. I mean, Black Lives Matter is pro-homosexual, so I can understand why Don Lemon would side with them. And they're also anti-family, against the male patriarchy. And even though they took that all down on their website, but I did catch it and was able to read through their mission statement. So I can understand why Don Lemon would go ahead and side with them instead of going along for what's right and seeing the whole big picture, what's happening with Black America, other than cherry picking. I would say the biggest, until they point out the biggest genocide in Black America, that is abortion. Since Roe v. Wade, 55 million out of 65 million black babies have been aborted. I believe on a daily basis it's between 1,500 to 1,800 black babies that are aborted across the country. So until any organization, I wouldn't rely on Black Lives Matter for this, a true black American, besides black conservatives, point out the real root of what's killing black America, I have no time to listen to you about anything else. And I definitely won't get angry at a cop. Neither would I fight a cop, nor white men to fit the narrative. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Christina of Red Soul. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate all your support. Don't forget to comment and subscribe to the video and hit the like button. Pray for our nation and our brothers and sisters suffering under the name of the Lord Jesus. Talk to you super soon.